This podcast is intended for adult audiences over the age of 18. It contains adult language and situations. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this podcast belong solely to us, and not of any employer, organization, committee, or other group or individuals. This podcast is not intended to be taken as professional advice.
Welcome to the Swing Nation Podcast, a podcast by swingers, for swingers, where we look to educate others and push back on the negative stigmas and misconceptions associated with our lifestyle. Come with us and share our pineapple journey as we travel the globe, interview the experts, learn and grow together. Join the nation. So Lacey, people are asking, how do they get to go to a party or an event with us?
They check out swingersociety.net, you create a profile, you sign up for an event, and you come hang out with us. Super easy.
That's right. If you want to party with us and the other faces and names that you know from social media and TikTok, head on over to swingersociety.net.
Can't wait to see you there.
Sexual healthcare can be so much more than STI testing. WISP offers services like emergency contraception, help in delaying your period, UTI treatments, and so much more. They even have a product called the OMG cream that helps provide more fulfilling orgasms for women. WISP provides same-day prescriptions and can give you discreet treatment in the comfort and privacy of your own home. Check out the link in our show notes or go to hellowisp.com and use code SWING for 15% off.
Most people have unprotected oral sex, right? Be honest. Now think about your last STD test. Did your doctor tickle your throat with something that looked like a giant Q-tip? Probably not. Yet that's the only way to check for oral gonorrhea or chlamydia, which are often asymptomatic. You need a better doctor. You need shamelesscare.com. Use coupon code TSN at checkout.
Hey there, pineapple people, and welcome to the Swing Nation Podcast. We are your hosts, Northern Guy
and Southern Girl.
And today's episode is our first ever Tuesday Talks.
It's so weird.
Tuesday Talks with Dan and Lacey.
Yeah, it's our first time.
So
you all have so many questions that you message us daily and email us and just any way people can get in contact with us, they're sending messages. And they're asking for advice. And it's really hard to take one question and make an entire podcast on it because our podcasts are an hour long. So we thought that this would be like a fun idea to take one question each week and answer it and kind of release a short little mini podcast.
No, I agree. And yeah, if you have emailed us or DM'd us or messaged us and you haven't got a response, we try to respond to as many of those as we can. But especially when we have videos that go viral, sometimes we get hundreds, if not thousands of those a day.
Yeah.
And so it can be very difficult to get to them. And some of them are just like, hey, how are you? Right. So like, yeah. I'm not going to be like, oh, we're, you know what I mean? Like, we just can't engage in that many conversations. But I think this is a good idea. So if you have a question for us or if you want advice or you can, I think we call it like Ask Me Anything.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to know more about our lives or about our dogs or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Or if you have a swinger question.
Swinger questions or advice or something like that, for sure. Reach out to us. Email us at theswingnation@gmail.com or reach out to us via DM on any of our social media platform. We're going to look through those every week, pick out a question, and answer it. So who does our first question come from?
It comes from Instagram, and her name is Danielle. And this is her question. Hey, folks, I followed for a while on TikTok and wanted to ask a bit of advice. I've been part of the community as a unicorn for quite some time, and fast forward, I'm now in a relationship with someone from the community. We have played together as solos. I've seen him with others solo and been part of group play as well. But now we are in a relationship and I don't know how to navigate playing with another couple. He's straight and I'm bi. Any tips would be much appreciated.
Okay, so if I'm understanding that question correctly,
yeah,
it sounds like her, Danielle, and whoever her
mystery guy is. Yeah. We're part of some kind of swinger club or group or organization, but both as singles. Mm-hmm. And they've now decided to date.
Yeah.
And I guess when they were singles, they, I assume, had sex with each other and had sex with other people. And
it wasn't an issue. Right.
They've been having sex. Mm-hmm. But now that they're in a relationship, how does that change their dynamics, or how should they handle that?
Well, this speaks to me personally, because I think
it speaks to both of us personally. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess because it's coming from a female's perspective, okay, I guess that's why I was saying me. But because when you and I first started dating, I really struggled. I had never seen you play with anyone else. So that part is different, but I was very much aware that you were having sex with other people.
So real quick, if people don't know, me and Lacey were both singles in the lifestyle, mm-hmm. And that's how we met. Unlike Danielle, we weren't in the same group.
No.
I was traveling for work when we met, so we didn't run in the same circles, so to speak.
So we had sex, but then we went our separate ways, and you continued to play or have sex with your partners where you were from, and I continued to have sex with people from where I was from, but it wasn't intermingled. Mm-hmm. And then at some point, we decided to be in a relationship, and then we had to navigate how to be in a relationship after all of this.
Right, and I think when we entered that, we were very ambitious. We thought, we are swingers. We've been fucking other people forever. Just because we're dating each other now, that shouldn't, we should still be able to do that. It should be okay.
And especially when things were casual with you and I, we would have,
it was almost hot to kind of talk about.
And it was very open. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, oh, I went and fucked this girl. And I'd be like, oh, I went and fucked this couple. And it was very fluid. There was no jealousy. It was very easy. But I think once we said I love you, maybe somewhere in there something changed. I know it did for me.
Yeah.
I can only speak for myself, but something in there changed, and it was very hard for me to be 500 miles away from you and you going to fuck someone else while I was simultaneously falling in love with you. Mm-hmm. People don't talk about that, because most people have been in love for 20 years or 10 years or 5 years, and then they decide to do this. So we were falling in love while we were sleeping with other people. So it was very hard for me to navigate that. It was a very weird feeling. And I was also, upset with myself while I was feeling that. Because I was wait a second. You're a unicorn. You're a swinger. You've got this. You know that sex is sex, and there's no, you can have sex without a commitment and without feelings. And why are you getting so bogged? I was mad at myself.
Yeah. And I can only imagine for Danielle, we said, we didn't run in the same circles.
Yeah.
But for her, I know when I was a bull, I kind of had relationships with couples. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I wasn't dating them. We weren't poly or anything like that. But there was even, in the town that you lived in, there was another couple that I saw regularly when I was in your town. I would go see this couple and have sex with them. And, we had been doing that on and off for a year. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so there was almost this pre-established relationship with another couple. You had no idea who they were. But I imagine if they run in the same circles, she probably has somewhat of an attachment with some people. He probably has mm-hmm. somewhat of an attachment with some people. And now they're trying to
intermingle
date each other and still manage those relationships.
Yeah.
That's got to be another level of challenge.
For sure. I will say that as me and you guys began to get closer, I personally didn't want to see my established couples or established mm-hmm. singles. And maybe that's a female thing. Maybe that was my emotion. I don't know why that was the case. So I'm curious if Danielle also feels that way. But I really struggled with that because I only had eyes for you at that moment because I was smitten kitten. Mm-hmm. All I wanted was Dan, so I struggled with navigating that.
Yeah. So I will say, as we began to fall in love, you kind of stop seeing people altogether.
Not on purpose, though. Mm-hmm. More just like I said, I just didn't really have, I was losing the desire to do that.
Mm-hmm. Where I still, I think, had a more
you still want
animalistic
to be-
need that I needed satisfy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
for me, it's I know I'm not going to see you for a month or 2 months or whatever. could I go that long without sex? Yes, but I didn't want to. You know what I mean? Like,
and you didn't have to.
I didn't have to because we kind of had agreed that we didn't want to do that. You know, and so, but we're still trying to navigate that. Yeah. And like you said, you know, I had these friends with benefit kind of situations that were, had been ongoing for a while, and so. But that was difficult for you because you would know. I tell you, I'd be like, hey, this girl's going to come over tonight. And you'd be like, okay. It's like, you know, she's probably going to spend the night. And you're like, wait, what? Like, it was just hard. It was really hard to deal with.
So ultimately, we had to make a decision. And I think that's probably where Danielle is right now. It's kind of at that crossroads is we had to decide, okay, when are we going to continue this relationship? Because kind of what we were doing wasn't working. Mm-hmm. And two, we had to decide if we're going to stay together, can we be swingers? Like, we had to just kind of, like, figure all this out. And truth be told, we didn't have any boundaries. Mm-hmm. We were just like, we're going to kick ass at being swingers, and we're just going to do everything and not, like...
No. I would say when we first started dating, we were trying to be, in an open relationship where Lacey sets her boundaries, I set my own boundaries, and we don't really... set them together.
Yeah.
And we just tried to, and it just didn't work.
It didn't work. And so we really had to like kind of undo all of that, if that makes sense. So like we kind of had to stop everything that we were doing and reset. Mm-hmm. And I think we took like
a month
to kind of like let the dust settle, if you will.
Right. We basically said we're going to stop seeing anybody else for 30 days.
Yeah.
And we're just going to focus on our relationship. Mm-hmm. And see
if this that's is enough, worth, right?
Like, if that's what we truly want. Like, is our relationship enough to be a relationship on its own?
Yeah.
And then if we feel like it is, like, if we feel like, yes, you are the one for me, and even if we never saw anybody else again, this relationship is solid enough so that we, you know, that we trust it, that we know that we are meant to be together and that we want to be together. And if that's the case, we'll start to look at, what rules and boundaries are we going to set going forward together as a couple to be non-monogamous?
Correct. It ended up being a little bit more than 30 days because it was over the holidays and, you know, life, family. But we did eventually kind of work our way back into it, setting better boundaries and making – we also made some lifestyle changes so that way we could see each other more. So that way, like – obviously, your needs could be filled. My needs could be filled. Mm-hmm. And I really think that at that moment is when kind of everything clicked for you and I. Mm-hmm. And it kind of turned everything around. Do we still have hiccups? Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we still dealt with insecurities, jealousy. Mm-hmm. We still deal with that stuff sometimes today. You know?
Yeah. I mean, we still had to deal with like playing with couples and like you weren't used to having someone you love in the room while you're fucking someone else's wife.
I had a hard time getting. It took me a while. At that point in time, I had never used any ED medication.
Yeah.
And the first like three times me and Lacey tried to swing together, I couldn't even get hard. And I was like, "What the fuck is going on here?"
You know? So I mean, it took us a while, but I think ultimately we just like loved each other and we knew that non-monogamy would work for us. We just kind of had to find our way. Mm-hmm. And I think if you're committed to that, then you can find your way.
Yeah. So what would your advice then be to Danielle? So she seems like she's in a similar situation to us. How does she navigate this?
Create clear boundaries.
Yeah. I wonder, do you think they need a reset? Like, do you think they should stop?
Maybe. Consider a reset at least. Yeah, consider a reset. And I think that, you know... If you are in a community with a staff, so if people, hopefully they'll respect that. Like if they genuinely cared about
that's,
you.
I think that's my concern. So my concern for Danielle is she's in this intermingled group of ongoing relationships because she's non-monogamous, even though she, you know, might, you know, she's telling us I'm dating this guy now. And I assume that's the only person she's dating. But I assume because she's part of this community, there are other relationships there.
Yeah, I'm hoping though that those people are respectful of those relationships. Right. And I will say it may be hard for her for them to go back to those. Dan and I have actually swung with one couple that I was a unicorn for prior to meeting him. But outside of that, we really those prior relationships are prior I hate to call them relationships, but situationships. Right. I don't know what you want to call them.
Right.
But those they've all kind of, they ended up sizzling out just because, well, one, it worked for good for us because we were separate. Like, it was two different cities. But it's kind of hard once you've been.
Well, it's a different dynamic. So yeah. I will say, as being, you know, being a bull before and being a coupled partner swinger now, couples that are looking for a bull are looking for a very different dynamic than couples that are looking for a couple. So if you are a coupled person now, it's going to be hard for you to play and engage the way that mm-hmm. you did as a bull. And therefore, a lot of your previous situationships aren't going to work. You know what I mean? And so I do think, you know, Danielle, you and your partner probably need to reset and just maybe focus on your relationship. Because ultimately, if you're going to be successful as a swinger going forward, your relationship has to be first.
Yeah, and it has to have a good foundation.
Right. So you have to basically be willing to let go maybe some of these other connections that you have to focus on this relationship. And then once you are 100% sure you and this partner are in a solid relationship and can go forward together, you then need to readdress your rules and your boundaries and how and who you're going to play with going forward.
Yeah.
And then make that very, very clear to the people within your circles.
Yeah, because we really don't know. They may not even be same room since they, you know, they may be, you know, they okay with separate play.
Right, and so
those situationships may still be able to continue. Right. I don't know. But I do think, obviously, there is some sort of
adjustment period
here. So I do think taking a step back, really evaluating what you both want, your boundaries, all of those things are really important. But it is very, very hard to swing while you're falling in love with someone.
Right.
I will give her that.
Yeah. I think reset. Yeah. Focus on your relationship. Mm-hmm. Set rules and boundaries with your partner. And then make those rules and boundaries clear to the people around you.
Yeah.
And ultimately, they have to make a choice whether they want to, you know what I mean? Like, they have to accept that. And if they don't, then they need to go find new people to play with, right?
Yeah. And honestly,
and that's very hard. Like that saying that it sounds very easy, but if you know, they've been in this community for years and they've had the relationships with, you know, these kind of situationships with other people for years, there's a lot of emotions and things that are intermingled there. And I can understand why maybe she's struggling right now.
No, I totally agree. And I think this advice is obviously for Danielle, but I think this can be applied to a lot of different situations as well. Like, if you have been, you and your husband have been, or wife have been swinging for a while, and maybe something's changed, maybe you need to reset and, you know, readdress. I think a lot of this can be applied to several different types of scenarios. So,
yeah, no, that's a good point. I think if we've learned anything, it's like in life, you kind of go through like these ebbs and flows, and what you're comfortable with changes. You know, even I can even think what, you know, what we were comfortable with when we first started dating with other couples is way different than what we were comfortable with now. You know, we used to, even if you go back and listen to some of our first podcast episodes, right? Like, keep emotions 100% out of it. Like, don't get attached to anybody. Like, it's just all casual sex and fun. And now we're like, we have best friends. We swing with them. We kind of like care about them. You know what I mean? And that's okay. You know what I mean? And no, we're not poly. We don't want to move in together, but it's okay that I have friends that I care about. Mm-hmm. And to be in a relationship with you, but also have these other like sort of relationships with other couples and stuff, and it's a weird thing to navigate. But I think that's a great question, Danielle. It is interesting that we've kind of been through something similar to that. So I hope this little bit of advice. I think you really need to focus on your partner and get on the same page with him, and then make sure everybody within your community that you've, you know, kind of engaged with before understands that you guys are in a relationship and you're setting kind of new boundaries and rules going forward, and is respectful of that.
I agree. So if you would like to submit a question, again, you can email us theswingnation@gmail, drop a message to us on any of our social media platforms. You can DM us or, you know, write it in a message. However you can get it to us, just get it to us, and we'll do this every Tuesday. Let us know what you think. If this is something that you like, we'll definitely continue it. I'm interested to see how this goes.
Yeah. What did you think of our first Tuesday talk? I think what's going to happen is I'm always already feeling like I need more information from Danielle. You know what I mean? And I think that's going to be the problem, is that like we're going to get these questions and not the full context.
We just have to do our best. That's all. Yeah.
Right. So we're kind of like speculating about what's going on in her life and trying to answer her questions for her.
Yeah.
But no, it's really interesting, and yeah, I'm also interested to see how people take this.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else for the Swing Nation listeners for our pilot episode of Tuesday Talks?
Don't forget to listen to our podcast this Thursday. It will be the second half of our Secrets Takeover. Last week, I'll be honest, a little boring. What?
No, you're right. It's all the logistics.
Yeah.
Right.
This week is the good stuff. So
it's the tea.
It is the tea.
Spilling the tea. There's some tea to be spilt.
Yeah. So make sure that you listen to it. A little vanilla swirl.
Oh.
In there, maybe. Maybe
sprinkling in hints.
Yeah, little hints.
Okay.
Some orgies, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe someone not following consent.
Ooh. Drama. Ooh,
drama. So, yeah. So, can't wait for everyone to listen to that. Again, thank you for listening to this one. I guess that's it.
All right. I think with that, in a world full of apples.
Be the pineapple.
Be the pineapple, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
What do you think?
If you've enjoyed our podcast and want to support us, leave a 5-star review wherever you're listening. If you want to see more of our content, you can find links to Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, OnlyFans, and more in the show notes. Come join the conversation with us and other Swinger content creators on our Swinger Society Discord server. If you have questions or feedback, email them to us at theswingnation@gmail.com. Make sure you head on over to theswingnation.net and keep up to date on all things Swing Nation. We thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.